If Imogen Crimm had learned one thing in her 2 years at Lilyworth Ladies College, it was that controlling a school full of posh young women was much easier than controlling a family full of criminals. After years of studying these chirpy overachievers, learning their habits and secret languages, Imogen had become a pro at imitating them, until she'd done one better and had simply become one of them. In just 2 weeks, her control over the school would become official. After 2 failed campaigns where she'd lost to older girls, she would beat her competition, Bridget Sweetwine, to finally be elected head girl of Lilyworth. Today were the speeches where the candidates announced their intentions, and Imogen was determined to be perfect in every way. She smoothed her hands over her glossy ponytail one more time, smiled a perfectly straight smile into the mirror, and adjusted her collar. Then she picked up her speech, stepped out of her dorm room, and walked with purpose down the corridor. Her grandmother had taught her to do everything with purpose. Walk, talk, use her potty. Imogen had only been 2 at the time for this particular lesson, but it had stayed with her all the same. Imogen! Ava, her dorm mother, was singing her name, literally singing it. Ava was an opera singer who had missed her big break, but who never missed an opportunity to hit a high C. She'd broken more windows than the beginner's pole vault team, but no one really minded. Her singing acted as a deterrent to mice, foxes, and burglars with eardrums. "Your father called," said Ava. "Again." "I'll call him tomorrow," said Imogen, brushing off the tiniest flicker of guilt. Her father had called 3 times in the last week, which was unusual, but Imogen couldn't worry about that now. If there was one thing she'd learned about the future world leaders Lilyworth created, it was this. They had laser-like focus. And today, Imogen was focused on proving that she'd rocked Lilyworth harder than any of her heir to the crown. Yes, that Hines family classmates. "This is my day," she reminded herself. She had an election to win. The school hall was packed with girls, chattering to one another in their black and yellow uniforms like a hive of gossipy bees. At 12, Imogen was finally one of the oldest girls in the school, and she liked the way the younger girls looked up to her. She walked with purpose to the front row, where the clique she'd carefully crafted was waiting for her, as usual. "You'll be amazing, Imogen," Lucy said as Imogen sat down beside her. She was the optimist. "You're totally going to kill it," Alice agreed as Imogen looked over her speech. Alice was the realist.
"Who are you going to kill?" asked Catherine.
Catherine was the dim one. Every successful clique had one, Imogen had learned. She made the others feel more confident in their standing. Before Imogen could answer, she glanced up and noticed a familiar blonde ball of syrupy niceness bouncing toward them. Bridget Sweetwine. Imogen's eyes narrowed. Bridget Sweetwine was her nemesis. The trouble was, Bridget Sweetwine didn't seem to know it. She insisted on acting suspiciously nice all the time. But Imogen knew that no one was actually as nice as Bridget Sweetwine pretended to be. "Never trust anyone without an obvious ulterior motive, unless they're a garbage collector. Don't hesitate to trust a garbage collector." That's what Big Nana, Imogen's grandmother, had always said. Now Bridget Sweetwine pranced up to Imogen, her curls bouncing unnecessarily. It made Imogen sick. Mentally, she drafted an email to her clique. "Keep conditioner use to a minimum. All strands of hair should obey the law of gravity."
"I just wanted to wish you all the luck in the world for the assembly," Sweetwine simpered, wringing her hands. "I'm so nervous. Are you?"
She smiled at Imogen like some nauseating Victorian cherub. Imogen glared back. Just then, Imogen's math teacher, Mrs. Pythagoras, stepped out onto the stage and tapped the microphone. Imogen turned from Sweetwine, fists unclenching.
"Good morning, girls," Mrs. Pythagoras said. "It was on a lovely morning just like this that the ancient Persians discovered the triangle. And aren't we glad they did?"
Imogen glanced around. She couldn't help but note that most of the girls, aside from Sweetwine, of course, didn't seem that glad